Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I am so glad that you are with me today studying the Word of God, and particularly where we're right here studying the crucifixion of Jesus Christ in the Gospel of John. It's one of the greatest parts of the Bible, and although it's sad in the one part, the other, it's what provides our opportunity to be saved, to know Jesus as our Savior and Lord. So we want to go to the Lord in prayer as we come to this sacred time in the Scripture. And if you will, ask that you pray with me this morning. Heavenly Father, I just bless you and thank you for another opportunity to study your word. Lord, we realize we're on holy ground when we're talking about the crucifixion of your son, Jesus. And the reason that he did it was because of our sins. And you wanted to have a relationship with us. You love us and you want us to be with you forever, and we're just so grateful. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that they will understand, at least in part, what this means for all of us. And we just commit ourselves to you and the teaching of your Holy Spirit, who will guide us into all truth today and also empower us to live according to that truth. We just bless you and again thank you for your scripture. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Crucified with Two Others. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, and verse 18. The apostle John wrote how they took Jesus and led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the Place of a Skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. And in chapter 19, and verse 18 of his book, John shared how they crucified him and two other with him, where we read, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. The verse reads, where they crucified him and two other with him. John began with the words, where they crucified him, which means Calvary or Golgotha was the place and location the Roman officers drove him, Jesus, down with stakes, palisade, and impaled Jesus upon a cross, and two other with him, and two other men alongside him, Jesus. John shared how Calvary was the location where the Roman soldiers impaled Jesus upon a cross, along with two other men. The verse goes on to say, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. John continued with the words, on either side one, and also, and indeed, one of the men on one side, and the other man on the other side, and Jesus in the midst, which means, and the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, in the middle of the two other men. John shared how two men were crucified with Jesus. One was on one side of him, and the other on the opposite side. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn that Calvary was the place Jesus was, and two other men were also crucified on each side of him. We may learn more about these two men in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 27, where we discover they were thieves. You can see Isaiah 53:13 for more about that. But for now, let us understand Jesus endured all these things to fulfill Scripture and bring about salvation from sins for all mankind. God loves people, and he desires a personal relationship with them through his son Jesus. Jesus was crucified among these men who were thieves, so every person who receives him as their personal Savior and Lord may be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God in heaven. Next time, John shares how Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.